Tennessee lawmakers may raise the age to use a tanning bed. But while the proposal is moving forward, it's also raising concerns about overregulating health, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
More than a dozen states ban anyone under 18 from the harmful UV rays of a tanning bed. And that's what Representative Patsy Hazelwood of Signal Mountain outside Chattanooga wanted to do. But she and the Tennessee Medical Association compromised with the suntan industry and allowed 16-year-olds, so long as a parent gives permission in person.
And I liken this to what we've done with alcohol and tobacco. We know that those are dangerous, and so we don't allow young people to purchase or use those legally.
Hazelwood uses her own run-in with minor carcinomas as reason to act and points out that melanoma is one of the deadliest forms of cancer for young women. But Representative Jeremy Fazen of East Tennessee said he doesn't like where that kind of thinking leads, perhaps to also restricting sodas in order to control the state's diabetes problem.
We could go in and start talking about all these different things that people are dying from in America and start regulating every single thing. But there comes a point that too much government, guys. There comes a point that you got to be smart enough to step away from the Mountain Dew.
In his view, Fazen said the government is not your daddy. Still, he voted with his colleagues to advance the tanning bed restrictions, as he's also trying to build support for his pet issue, legalizing medical marijuana. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.